Trump vows to bring back travel ban on day one. By Christina Wong on October 16, 2023. Former President Donald Trump vowed on Monday at a campaign stop in Iowa to bring back his travel ban on day one if he is re-elected. Fewer than 100 days from the Iowa caucus, Trump, during a speech in Clive, Iowa, announced several steps he would take to prevent potential terrorist attacks in the United States, following an unprecedented terrorist attack on Israel by Hamas militants on Saturday, October 8. "Today I am announcing vital steps I will take to protect our people in my next term. First, upon my inauguration, as I have already said many times before, I will immediately reinstate and expand the wildly successful Trump travel ban on entry from terror-plagued countries, territories, and places. If you're coming from somewhere full of people who want to kill Americans, we will not let you in," he said in an advance copy of his remarks. Next, he said his administration would implement strong ideological screening for all immigrants to the U.S. "No longer will we allow dangerous lunatics, haters, bigots, and maniacs to get residency in our country. If you empathize with radical Islamic terrorists and extremists, you're disqualified. If you want to abolish the State of Israel, you're disqualified. If you support Hamas or the ideology behind Hamas, you're disqualified. And if you're a communist, Marxist, or fascist, you are disqualified," he said. He said he would also aggressively deport resident aliens with jihadist sympathies, following protests across the U.S. and on college campuses in support of Hamas. In the wake of the attacks on Israel, Americans have been disgusted to see open support for terrorists among the legions of foreign nationals on college campuses. "Under the Trump administration, we will revoke the student visas of radical anti-American and anti-Semitic foreigners at our colleges and universities, and we will send them straight back home. The mobs of pro-Hamas barbarians we saw in the streets of New York and other cities last week have no place in America. Jewish mothers and fathers should never have to send their children to school fearing they will be shot or stabbed on a so-called day of jihad." Trump said he would proactively send ICE to pro-jihadist demonstrations to enforce immigration laws and remove violators. He said he would continue the process started during his administration of stripping citizenship from criminals, terrorists, and immigration cheaters and frauds. He also called to immediately expel any suspected terrorists who have come across the country's southern border, saying they were the same people who attacked Israel. "Finally, we cannot forget that the same people that attacked Israel are right now pouring into our once beautiful USA through our totally open southern border, at record numbers, including prisoners, people from mental institutions, insane asylums, and terrorists. We will be paying the price for years to come if we do not get them out immediately," he said. "Upon my inauguration, I will terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration and begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history, including all the illegal aliens from countries that hate us," he said. "And I will invoke the Alien Enemies Act to remove all known or suspected gang members, drug dealers, cartel members, and security threats of any kind from the United States." The atrocities in Israel are a horrific reminder that immigration security is national security. The purpose of U.S. immigration law is not to protect the world, it's to protect the United States of America, he said. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.